Next, we'll talk about the aftermath of a scandal involving the men's lacrosse team at Duke University. A woman claims that some members of the team assaulted her. The team's coach has resigned, a player has been suspended, and the district attorney says he could file charges as soon as next week. Duke's president has canceled lacrosse season and promised a very serious self-study, as he calls it, of campus activities. We're joined now by Bob Ashley, editor of the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina. Mr. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Where's the case stand right now?
Well, I think as you just described it, we're sort of in a holding pattern right now with folks, I think, probably awaiting the return of DNA evidence and a decision by the district attorney about where to go from there, which probably won't come until sometime next week.
Now, I want to know how this has affected the community there, because most of the lacrosse team is white. The woman who said she was assaulted is black. How much are people pointing to race as an issue here?
Well, race has certainly been part of the issue. I think overlaying that has been anger over a sense, perhaps, that athletes and may have a sense of entitlement and some concern among people in Durham about that's always been there about an elitism at Duke. And then you have the sexual aspect of it, the sexual violence aspect of it, too. I think it has different constituencies angry for different reasons.
Now, what was the relationship between Duke and the surrounding community before all this happened?
Well, in many ways, it has improved dramatically, probably even in the last decade. Duke has been deeply involved in a number of important projects in the community. Some of the greatest concern has been with the neighborhoods immediately surrounding the East Campus, one of the two campuses of Duke University. And it's that neighborhood particularly where the outrage, I think, probably surfaced first, because they have been complaining for years about the raucous and boisterous partying that sometimes goes on in off-campus apartments by students.
What's that neighborhood like?
Well, it's a fairly quiet neighborhood, lots of older homes. Many people there are affiliated with the university in some way or appreciate being close to it. But interspersed with those owner-occupied homes have been several dozen renter-occupied, traditionally student houses. Ironically, Duke had just bought, I think the number is 31 of those houses just a few weeks ago in an effort to convert them to owner-occupied dwellings and get rid of some of the student rental housing. And again, ironically, one of those houses was the house where the alleged attack occurred.
Now, this email rant, as it's described by the Associated
right.
Press, cannot have helped things. A Duke University lacrosse player sent an email about killing and stripping
right.
women, skinning women.
Absolutely. It was a major flashpoint. Tension was already fairly high in some areas, and it really inflamed it. The city council had a meeting yesterday in which several members really took advantage, took the opportunity to tee off at the allegations of the email and at the longstanding, what some of them said was the reputation of the lacrosse team. One city council member who actually lives in that neighborhood said that in our paper this morning, for years the team has been a ticking time bomb. I think the email really brought that concern to a head.
In just a couple of seconds, do people believe that Duke is sincere about trying to clean up?
Some do, some don't, would be the honest answer to that. Some people will forever distrust Duke. I think a number of folks yesterday maybe felt better than they had before that Duke was responding with dispatch and with seriousness.
Mr. Ashley, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bob Ashley is editor of the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina.